Ready to go?
I am now ready to go. I just got picture.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thank you.
Austin?
Man, ready to go.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is November 5th, 2024. It is 10:03 a.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Item number two on today's agenda is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you can all join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four is public comment. Public comment is welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to the matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. With that, is there any public comment in the courtroom today? All right, not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number five, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for November 5th, 2024. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about today's agenda?
None, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Nor I. Thank you.
All right. County Manager, are there any changes to today's agenda?
I do have a couple of things to suggest, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
The first one's easy. We would like to move number 31 up to number 21. That will allow us to hear the Vantage Data Center item a little bit early before some folks have to leave the room. And then the second item is to continue item number 16, 17, 18, and 19, all of them pertaining to the Old Corner Bar lease, to the November 19 meeting, or potentially the December 3rd meeting. We'll have to do a notice publicly on that one, and there might be some extra time needed. So I'm happy to repeat that. Otherwise, there's nothing else.
Yeah, please repeat that again.
Okay. So we're going to move item number 31 up to number 21 today.
So it's going to be item number 31, and then we go to 21?
Correct.
Okay.
And then we would then continue to the November 19 meeting or the December 3rd meeting, number 16, 17, 18, and 19.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I just have one question for Mr. Brown. Is it permissible to make an either-or type motion with that as opposed to continuing to a date specific? Brian, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this. I was just hoping to get a clarification, if possible, on whether I need a date specific on the continuance. Looks like you may not be able to come back.
I can call him and put him on my phone if you like. If we're having any,
that's quite all right. I'll just do it, and if we're wrong, it won't count, right?
That works.
I'm going to check.
All right, I'll hold.
I'm going to put Brian on the phone. He cannot hear us through Zoom, so I'm going to just call him and put him on the speaker.
Okay.
No worries, Brian. Until that works out, do you want me just to put the phone next to the speaker and then you can join the meeting that way?
Here, have Clay speak Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, Brian.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem at all. So my question was just, did you hear what the conversation about the agenda, or should I recap it?
Go ahead. Why don't you recap it? I think I know the issue, but why don't you recap it for me?
The suggestion was made to continue a bundle of items to a future meeting, either our next meeting on the 17th.
Do you want me, Mr. Chairman? I'll just go ahead and repeat the whole
Please
thing.
Do. Thank
so
you.
Brian's hearing it from yep. the beginning. So Brian and commissioners were asking to continue items number 16, 17, 18, and 19 dealing with the old corner bar based on the amount of time that's needed to repost the item publicly for the hearing. We are asking that we continue it to the November 19 meeting or, if necessary, based on the amount of time it takes, December 3rd meeting.
And so my question is just to make sure that it's okay to have an either or there as opposed to a date specific on the continuance.
That would be, it's appropriate for your motion to have an either or. Certainly we have to have a decision made in the, and we have to comply with the posting. So if they can get the adjustments to the item done in time to get the public hearing posted in the appropriate time, they can do it on the first meeting, or if not, they can do it on the second meeting. But for your motion to continue it to either one of those dates is appropriate.
Very good. Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted changes as discussed on the record.
Second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 6, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the October 1, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
None, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our October 1st, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 7, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the October 15th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
None, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
How about any public comment for the minutes from October 15th? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our October 15th, 2024 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 8 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about the consent agenda?
None, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
How about public comment regarding today's consent agenda? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 9. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. Kick things off at the Sheriff's Office today.
Nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. Up next will be the Fire District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longar for the record. And yes, I brought props. So need for the raincoats. It's not a Gallagher show.
Show and tell.
couple of items for you. This year within our approved budget, we did budget to replace our 1982 ladder truck that's stationed here in Virginia City. We allocated $1.25 million for that, anticipating that we're going to have to purchase brand new. We did find a used one. Will be delivered here within the next month. The total savings with the refurb and the equipment needed on it, we're expected to save almost $900,000 on that purchase. So it should serve the community of Virginia City for a good long time.
Yes.
Next, as temperatures continue to drop and residents begin to utilize their fireplaces more often, our prevention division will launch its new hot ash can program that I brought up here today. That will start Wednesday the 13th. This program is somewhat near and dear to me. A certain child of the fire chief, I'll protect her name for being on the record, but Savannah Longcar definitely wanted to clean the fireplace so well, she set the vacuum and the trash can on fire. So, with that being said, we are actively going to hand these out to residents of Story County who have fireplaces, along with some public education information. Again, it'll start the 13th and come to the district offices down here at Station 71 and get one. hopefully this will promote the awareness and education of handling hot ashes. And please remember, if you get one, you know, don't just educate yourself on it. Anyone in the household that may be charged with that task, please, please educate them as well. And last, we were also approved this year to get a new Type 1 fire engine for Virginia City. We were able to finalize that and get the order placed. We're expecting 49 to 50 months delivery time on that. However, that did come under budget as well. And I'll answer any questions you have. And
did I hear you say it might take 4 years to get that?
4 years.
Awesome. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for the chief?
No questions. Good financial news. Thank you.
Yeah. Vice Chairman, anything?
I don't have any questions. We'll just have to pass an ordinance. No fires for 4 years.
4 years. Thank you, Chief.
Appreciate Very good, that. Commissioner. And Chairman, I will go ahead and leave this educational information in this can up for you, and you can have the first one.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I'll make sure not to vacuum up my ashes this season.
Do not vacuum ashes.
Moving on to Public Works.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wersbicki, Public Works Director, for the record. Just glad to be back. Third day back today, so, and what, the fifth day without the sling finally. So it's good to be back. My team did an amazing job while I was gone. I'm still getting up to speed on several things, and we're just gearing up for winter and this lead and copper rule stuff that's getting ready to roll out. So that's all I have for now. I have an agenda item later.
Great. Well, one, welcome back. Glad to see no sling. Thanks for that update. Commissioner Gilman, you have anything for Jason?
No questions. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Chairman.
Good, thanks.
Appreciate the update. Moving right along to Operations and Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. Item one is the Lockwood Senior Center. Footings and subslab utility excavation is complete. Those utilities have been placed and inspected. Footing reinforcing steel will be completed and inspected this week, and we should be looking at pouring footings by next week. I do a brief report on the change orders. We had a little activity there. Change request one was approved. It was additive in the amount of $4,108 for a change to the electrical switchgear enclosure type. Change request two was denied. It would have been additive for approximately $3,500 for taller seismic rated roof curbs to support the roof mounted equipment. Change three was approved. It's a deductive change order for $19,440 for a reconfiguration of the sewer piping layout. And work change directive one has been issued. The amount is yet to be determined. It's estimated to be about $2,000. This is a county request for the addition of a floor drain and provision of a hose bib in the maintenance room for use by our buildings and grounds personnel. I'll have the actual adjusted contract amount this week with the October pay request, so I'll have that if anyone's interested. Up next is the fairgrounds project. Dowell's been working with NDEP on soils testing and a work plan, including those two items in the bid documents. These will be line item contingencies within the bid format so that we can address these possibilities and know what we're getting into if we end up having contaminated soils there. We do have some older samples from that site showing contaminants below threshold levels, so hopefully NDEP will accept that and let us proceed, or possibly with soil monitoring as we go, but we'll have all that addressed in the bid. Next item is the fuel tank and pump replacement project bid documents have cleared legal review. We'll be going out to bid here soon. I do want to say thank you to the DA's office. They've been really great about getting our contracts and our bid documents reviewed and back to us quickly, and that's a huge help for us, so thank you to them. I'm currently coordinating with Fleet Services on bid dates, bid period length, and how we're going to address the bid opening. Several other projects are in design. I did meet with some contractors to get some quotes on some of the smaller projects, including the sidewalk, bollards, and flagpole at 800 South C. So I hope to have those and staff recommendations for the next commission meeting. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Mike?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No. Thank you.
Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along. Business Development Director. All right. How about our planning department?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. How about our admin officer?
Good morning. Lisa right. Missel for the record. Just real quickly, an update on the lot adjacent to jail. It should be closed and on record today. And also for the Virginia City Ranches, I've been working on trying to get some information on those properties. The agent has been non-responsive, and so I have a letter out to the property owners. So hopefully we'll have some information this week.
Great.
Any
Thank
questions?
You. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Appreciate the update. How about moving on to emergency management?
No updates.
All right. About the VCTC? I see Todd back there. Oh, Leah. Duh, sorry.
You know, the VCTC always has something to say.
Always.
Good morning, Leah Cruz, Events and Assistant Tourism Director for the VCTC. I'm pleased to report that Hauntober was a huge success this year. We really worked hard to fill up the calendar with a lot of different things. So we had attractions like the Haunted Hayride, the Horseless Carriage, the Haunted House, which we didn't put on. That was put on by members of our community. A special comedy show at Piper's. We saw excellent engagement from locals and visitors, so we're very excited with how everything went. The Halloween Parade, costume contest, and trick-or-treating on C Street, as always, was very popular. And we also had a successful statehood ball, which highlighted our historical roots, and that was also at Piper's this past weekend. Beyond our local events, we were proudly represented at the Nevada Day Parade. We showcased our heritage and culture to a wider audience there. Todd was in his mayor costume, waving at everyone. Todd Tuttle, also the director of VCTC, also attended the Governor's Conference on Tourism in Vegas, he was working towards further strengthening our tourism initiatives with a broader audience of people from all over Nevada. So that was a great conference. It's the first time it came back since before 2020. So we were excited to be able to be a part of that. Looking forward, we're excited for several upcoming events. We have the Veterans Day Parade on November 11th at 11 a.m. We have over 40 entries to that parade, so it's going to be a big one. Our annual town tree lighting will be Sunday, December 1st. The Grinch Made Me Do It saloon crawl is, and the Parade of Lights and a fireworks display are all happening on December 7th, so mark your calendars for that. And then the following weekend, we're going to do another Parade of Lights, and then for the first time, we're going to have a drone show that day. So we're doing fireworks on the 7th and a drone show on the 14th. We'll have numerous dates to be announced, and ticket sales will go very, very soon for the Christmas plays at Piper's Play, multiple days, same play. And then December, we're also going to have Santa at the Visitor Center throughout the month, and those dates will be announced very shortly as well. Moving forward, Todd's going to represent us at the National Tour Associations Conference on November 17th through 19th, and then I will be attending the American Bus Association in February of 2025 in Philadelphia to also further some more of our getting our name, Virginia City's name out there to a much broader audience across the U.S. And that's pretty much all I have. Thank you for your continued support. If you have any questions.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Leah?
None. Thank you, Leah.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thanks.
Thanks for the report.
All
right, moving right along to our comptroller's office.
Nothing at this time, thank you.
All right. about our health and community services.
Good morning, Stacey York for the record. On our website and our page, we had our referral system go live. That's for any resident, department, anybody to refer a neighbor, a friend in Story County to our department so we can get them services. Huge thank you to Julia on that. It's been something I've wanted for years, and she was able to make it happen. On Veterans Day, we will be doing a spaghetti feed right after the parade at the Masonic Hall. It'll be from after the parade till about 2 o'clock, and that is it today.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy?
None. Thank you, Stacy.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update. How about our recorder's office?
Nothing to report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. How about our IT department?
I'll be covering that. Do you want me to do that during mine or no?
We can do it during yours. That's sure. Fine. How about human resources? Nope. How about community development?
No report today.
All right, Pete, thank you. How about our PR officer?
Nothing to report, thank you.
All right. How about the DA's office? Brian?
I don't have any update today.
Okay. Austin, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. First, I'm just going to speak on behalf of the IT department per the request. They are out there in the field right now making some repairs, but they did want to announce that the IT department is working on completing a fiber installation at Fire Station 72 in the Highlands to bring high-speed internet to the entire Highlands Community Center and lay the groundwork for phase two fiber distribution throughout the entire Highlands community. That's what they wanted to let you know of. And then also, I think when a letter comes in from an agency or a group of folks about members of our team, that should be part of the record here just to kind of exemplify the team that we have and what they do. So this letter here is from Carson City Fire and Emergency Management. And as dear Mr. Osborne, I just want to draw attention to emergency management staff and thank them for all the support they offered to the Carson City this week in preparation for Nevada Day 2024. Your team, Adam Wilson and Tristan Wadsworth, delivered the closest regional mass casualty trailer to the Carson Station 51 for the weekend. They also supported a no-notice mass casualty incident MCI exercise today in Carson City at the mall, which was a vehicle ramming simulation during the parade celebration, causing multiple casualties and fatalities. It's really just an exemplary a sample of what emergency management does, working with the region and tying everybody together. They go on to say these types of exercises demand any support personnel to manage traffic, security, and exercise operations, while Story County Emergency Management supported Carson City with security for their exercise. This is imperative for the safety of residents and responders. This support is in two ways, and in the Quad Counties, four ways. We're not only colleagues, but friends that support each other in our time of need. When Story County needs assistance, Carson, Douglas, and Lyon will be there to support them too, and they go on just with thanking the team. So that is from Mr. Backdahl from Carson City Emergency Management. That is all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle, Clerk Treasurer for Story County. Today is the main event, Election Day. We opened at 7 a.m. today. All polls are open and running, and people are coming through them. As of just about 20 minutes ago, we as a county are at 65% turnout of our active registered voters. Of that, about 1,081 were early voting in person. 1,044 mail ballots have been received so far as of the close of yesterday, and 200 and you know, almost 300 people have turned out so far today, and we expect it to climb from there. We expect a very strong turnout through today, and we will be commencing tabulation and the processing of mail ballots at 3 p.m. today here in the courtroom, and that will go on through the evening as the polls close and we bring the units back in. Final tabulation will take place as soon as we have everything here and everything is able to be processed, so we will have the unofficial Election Day results this evening. Those will be posted on the website as soon as we can get them done and published. And then mail ballots must be postmarked today in order to be counted, but they have until Saturday to arrive through the Postal Service. Anybody who's turning in mail ballots can do that at the polling stations or here to the clerk's office, but those must be turned in by the close of polls today if they are to be counted and processed. And then we will have the unofficial final tabulation next Tuesday evening, starting at 5 p.m., again, here in the courtroom. And then we have the special meeting arranged for next Wednesday, the 12th, for the canvass of results by the board. Many other things going on, but those are the main things today. Obviously, if anybody has questions about voting, about mail ballot processing, et cetera, contact the office and we'll walk you through it.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again. Is there anybody on staff that I forgot to call on that has an update for us today? All right, how about our nonprofits? Anybody hear from them? Want to give an update? All right, thank you everybody for those updates. We're going to move right along to item number 10 on today's agenda, which is board comment. I'm going to start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
Just one thing, I actually accompanied Todd down to the Governor's Conference on Tourism, and it was an excellent opportunity to raise some visibility, had some valuable conversations, and Virginia City got a shout out from the head of Travel Nevada on stage, which was an excellent plug. Kind of publicity that you can't pay for. So yeah, it was a good event. I think it'll continue to grow after having taken the hiatus, and will continue to be a good place for us to have a presence.
Great, thank you. I don't have any updates for us today, so we're gonna move on to item number 11. It's to recess to convene as the Story County Board of Health. And that brings us, I'll wait till the doc gets up here.
Nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
See ya.
Do you have an agenda with you?
I have an agenda, yes.
Okay, great. So I'll let you take over from here.
For the record, I'm Dr. Scott Shepherd. We're here to convene as the Story County Board of Health meeting, this quarterly meeting. So moving on to agenda item number 12, public comment. Any comment? No comment? Okay. So item number 13 for discussion only, we're going to have a county update by Stacy York.
Good morning, Stacy York for the record. In our latest respiratory illness surveillance from Quad County, in the current weeks, there's been 119 influenza-like illnesses, 3 new influenza hospitalizations, and 0 deaths. COVID, there has been 221 COVID-like illnesses and 8 new COVID-19 hospitalizations, 0 deaths. We've seen 0 RSVP cases in the Quad Counties. During our 6 vaccine clinics that we held in October, we gave out 80 flu shots and 15 COVID boosters. They see low numbers right now. It's either because of vaccine fatigue or the availability of them. In December, I'll be attending the National Healthcare Coalition Preparedness Conference, and we'll bring back more information for you guys from that. And for right now, we're having these rather short meetings, which I apologize, but starting in the new year, when we get our feet more wet, we will have more information to give you guys. And that is all.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Nope.
No questions?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to item number 14, discussion only. It's basically an update from myself and my experiences down in Reno as an emergency physician. Pretty much following along, just a minor uptick. Right now it's pretty minimal from the standpoint of influenza-like illnesses or colds and flus. One of our biggest issues that we're dealing with right now is a reduction in our IV fluids. Thanks to the hurricanes in Florida and North Carolina, one of the major manufacturers of IV fluids was taken out. So we're about 60% of what our normal is right now, and we're expecting probably a little less than that. So certain things that are going to affect the communities is that non-essential procedures will probably be postponed. So we're hearing that hopefully the Baxter facility might be coming back online by the end of December. So one of the things for EMS and for us in the hospital systems we're trying to mitigate is just trying to maintain those critical resources, which are IV fluids. But that's probably the only biggest thing that might be impacting our communities. Other than that, I have nothing further to report.
Great. Thank you. That'll bring us to item number 15, is to recess, to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 20, which is discussion for possible action. Let me get the county manager back up here.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Shepard. Yep.
All right, on to item number 20, discussion for possible action, Story County Proclamation for Flood Awareness Week, November 10th through the 16th, 2024. Kathy, you want to kick this off?
excuse me, yes, Kathy Canfield for the record. So this is a proclamation for Flood Awareness Week. We've done this for the last few years. We're joining with the state of Nevada and our surrounding jurisdictions in identifying a Flood Awareness Week for people. To be aware of the flooding situations that they have in their communities. We have information available in the planning department if anyone has questions about that. And also there's a NevadaFloods.org website that also has a lot of valuable information on that.
Anything else?
No. That's all I have for that. I can read the proclamation if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
Here. The Story County, Nevada Proclamation, whereas Story County recognizes the significant threat that flooding poses to our residents, our businesses, the community, the region, and our local economy, and whereas Story County has experienced flood events from the Truckee River, weather events, and flooding of local streams, channels, and creeks, and whereas risks can be reduced and communities can be prepared to be more aware and resilient by educating residents and businesses on actions they can take to prepare for flood events. And whereas during Flood Awareness Week, local, state, and federal agencies are working together across Nevada to inform the public about the dangers of flooding, how to protect their homes and families and businesses from a flood event, and plan for recovery. Now, therefore, the Story County Board of County Commissioners does hereby proclaim November 10th through November 16th as Nevada Flood Awareness Week, and urges all citizens to increase their awareness of the risks of floods by visiting www.nevadafloods.org and learn how you can be prepared. And this is dated this fifth day of November, 2024.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't, thank you.
Is there any public comment? All right, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. High Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Story County, Nevada Proclamation for recognizing Flood Awareness Week, November 10th through 16th, 2024.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. It's all good to go. All right, on to item number 31. Which is discussion for possible action, discussion and possible consideration of the board's position responding to the Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development, requesting from Story County a letter of acknowledgement regarding an application to GOED by Vantage Data Centers, NV12 LLC, for partial sales and use tax abatement and personal property tax abatement for a data center planned to operate in Story County. No real property tax abatements are proposed. Tax abatements are subject to GOED approval per NRS 360 as a standard partial abatement for expansion and recycling. County Manager?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You can give me a moment here. This is going to give me a nice minute here. With moving the item, it moved everything on here. So just bear with me, please.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a pretty much an off-the-shelf abatement for Vantage Data Centers 2. We've gone through one of these in the past before. Vantage Data Centers is planning to make investments and capital improvements and employment in the state of Nevada that qualify for the abatement package for data farms. They are going to come in here and they are going to invest $254 million in capital investment. This is a 10-year total economic impact estimated economic estimated impact out of $119 million. And new tax revenue generated over 10 years is estimated to be about $123 million. GOED is informing us that in this case, the sales and use tax abatements will be approximately $28 million over that 10-year period of time. And there will be for sales use tax, and then that there will be about a $10 million abatement over time of real property abatement. There is going to be no abatements in this category for real property, the building itself, and the land on which it sits. There are a couple notes here that were brought up that Laura Mather from Business Development went through at GOED to just check an application status of this. There are a couple notes that were brought up that should be informed of the board here. Maybe give me a second here. On the application that was submitted by Vantage Data Centers to the Governor's Office of Economic Development, both sections 3 and 4, they talk about a 10 and 20 year abatement program respectively. There is no 20 year abatement program. It is only 10 years. The second that was found is there is a mention of 15 jobs over 5 years. It'll actually be about 10 jobs. And then the third note that was made is that the project will mark the first data center in Nevada's history. We know that not to be correct, and that is corrected with the Governor's Office of Economic Development. I'm happy to answer any other questions you have in this matter. Otherwise, we will submit a letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development acknowledging Story County's review of this. And there is no approval at the County Commission level under NRS for this matter. It is simply just acknowledging. But there is a motion for that. Happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. I would just comment that, you know, Vantage, I believe it was back in March of this year that they sought abatements for their first data center, which they're currently under construction. And I think the expenditure on that one is about $150 million. And so I'm really gratified to see that they found Story County such a pleasant place to do business that they are immediately looking to expand by another $250 million. That's excellent news.
Great. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to submit a letter to GOED acknowledging an application to GOED by Vantage Data Centers NV12 LLC for the specified data center sales and use tax abatement and personal property tax abatement for a data center planned to operate in Story County.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 21, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to declare November 4th through the 11th in support of Operation Greenlight for veterans. Lisa?
Good morning again. Lisa Missell, Administration Officer, for the record. So the National Association of Counties, NACO, is encouraging counties to show their support for veterans through Operation Greenlight. There's an estimated over 460 veterans that reside within Story County alone, and Operation Greenlight is a simple way for Story County to honor veterans who have served their country by residents and businesses placing a green light in their windows November 4th through 11th to show their support. That's it.
All right, thank you, Lisa. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Lisa?
No questions, thanks, Lisa.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions.
About public comment. Lisa, did you want to read the proclamation?
If you'd like me to, it's a little long.
I would like you to.
All right. Okay. Supporting Operation Greenlight for Veterans. Whereas the residents of Story County have great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all men and women who have selflessly served our country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of those who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and the way of life enjoyed by our citizens. And whereas Story County seeks to honor individuals who have made countless sacrifices for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas veterans continue to serve our community and the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, religious groups, civil service, and by functioning as county veteran service officers in 29 states to help fellow former service members access more than $52 billion in federal health, disability, and compensation benefits each year. And whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually, and whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future, and whereas studies indicate that 44% to 72% of service members experience high levels of stress during transition from military to civilian life, and whereas active military service members transitioning from military service are at a high risk for suicide during their first year after military service, and whereas the National Association of Counties encourages all counties, parishes, boroughs to recognize Operation Greenlight for Veterans, and whereas Story County appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes specific recognition should be granted, therefore, be it resolved with designation as Greenlight for Veterans County, Story County hereby declares from November 4th through Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024, a time to salute and honor the service and sacrifices of our men and women in uniform transitioning from active service. Therefore, be it further resolved that in observance of Operation Greenlight, Story County encourages its citizens in patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who made immeasurable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying green lights in the window of their place of business or residence from November 4th through the 11th, 2024.
Thank you very much. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the declaration of November 4th through 11th, 2024, in support of Operation Greenlight for Veterans.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Lisa. On to item number 22, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the county manager to approve and sign a contract amendment between Story County and Cintas Corporation number 2, doing business as Cintas First Aid and Safety. Under this contract, Cintas will supply the Story County School District and Community Chest with automatic external defibrillators, along with related products and services, at a monthly rate of $504 per month for Community Chest and $1,008 per month for the school district, totaling no more than $18,144 per year for 3 years, in addition to the $18,144 previously approved contract. Lisa?
Yep, Lisa Massell, Administration Officer for the record. So this, as mentioned, is an amendment to the previously approved contract on October 1st. This is for 8 additional units for the Story County School District and 4 units for Community Chest, totaling $18,144 per year for 3 years. This, again, will be less than the county maintaining the AEDs by having it contracted out through Cintas. Leasing the machines costs half of what it would be to replace them. And Community Chest in the school district will be responsible for the payment for their devices from their respective budgets.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to approve and sign an addendum to the contract between Story County and Cintas Corporation number 2, doing business as Cintas First Aid and Safety for the Story County School District and Community Chest. Under this contract, Cintas will supply Story County with automatic external defibrillators along with related products and services at a monthly rate of $1,512, totaling no more than $18,144 per year for 3 years.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Lisa. Moving on to item number 23 is to recess, convene as the Story County Fire Protection District, bringing us to item number 24, which is the consent agenda. Fire Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about the consent agenda?
None, thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, you prepare to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the fire consent agenda as presented.
We'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 25, this discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible approval of the following purchases, utilizing available funds from the Capital Projects Fund that were not budgeted for in the fiscal year 2024 budget. Holmatro Electric Extrication Tools, not to exceed $140,000. A replacement command vehicle, not to exceed $75,000. An enclosed tandem axle trailer for UTV transport, not to exceed $17,500. Chief?
Yes, good morning again, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcart for the record. So as per direction after the last meeting, we've went ahead and identified items that are currently defined in our CIP, moving 2 years ahead of what we can actually acquire within this budget year and the available funds which we have.
We identified three items. One was not outlined in the CIP. I want to make that really clear. That was the enclosed tandem axle trailer for the UTV transport. Again, that was one that we found out later that our trailer just could not fit this unit. So that was an additional expense we did not anticipate. However, the command vehicle, it's currently going to replace one. We're going to shuffle around our fleet here a little bit to try to get one unit out of our fleet that has approximately 169,000. And it had that mileage at the time I wrote this, which is a couple weeks old now, and it's heavily used. So I imagine it's over that by now. The extrication equipment, we did include a portion of that in this year's budget, hoping to get some alternative funding for it. We did receive notice that we were not successful in acquiring that grant. So versus trying to piecemeal it together, it's just a really good opportunity just to get the whole district completed and eliminate all the old hydraulic stuff that required pump, hoses, plus the tool. Now it's just the tool. And lastly is that transport for the side-by-side. Again, it was not on the budget. However, I did attach the prior approved capital improvement plan for your view to show you where in the years we'd anticipated those purchases for your view, and I'll answer any questions you may have. But I will note that with our savings on the ladder truck, even after these expenses, it still shows that we're ahead $667,000. So I'll answer any questions you may have.
Great. Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
I have no questions, Chief. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Fire Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the purchase of the following items utilizing available funds within the capital projects fund that were not budgeted for in the fiscal year 2024 budget. The Holmatro electric extrication tools, not to exceed $140,000. A replacement command vehicle, not to exceed $75,000. And an enclosed tandem axle trailer for UTV transport, not to exceed $17,500.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Commissioner.
On to item number 26 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion for possible action. Report of Public Works Department regarding roads and highways throughout Story County. Jason.
Morning again, Chairman and Commissioners. Jason Worsbicky, Public Works Director, for the record. Just a couple quick updates. Engineering for the 2025 road rehab project is full steam ahead, trying to address a bunch of drainage issues along B Street as well, while we're doing the project. Lastown was a good project that was discompleted, and we were able to get some extra slurry work done throughout town. And then, let's see, that's about it. We're out shouldering on Cartwright today, so that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason at this time?
No questions. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Just one. Jason, as the plans for future road projects get solidified, is it possible for us to maybe come up with a way to get the word out that they're coming up, at least when we know with reasonable certainty that they're actually going to happen?
Sure.
People like to know what's happening, not just when the actual construction's happening, but knowing that it's kind of in the works. So.
Yeah, we're still in a shuffling phase right now, like this past project. We didn't think we were going to be able to do slurry in town also, and it was just in the cards.
Understood.
To be able to get that done.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
All right. Any public comment? All right. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate mm-hmm. the updates.
Yep.
Moving on to item number 28 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 29, which is discussion for possible action. Possible approval of a proposal from Loomis & Associates for repair of the B Street rockery wall at B Street and Sutton Street. This proposal is a revised proposal that includes cultural consulting as required by FEMA for this project. The amount of the original proposal for structural design services is $33,225, and the proposal for cultural resource consulting is $54,100. For a total contract amount of $87,325. As this is a FEMA project from the April 2023 storm event, this fee is expected to be reimbursed by FEMA at the 75% rate offered by FEMA for all FEMA projects. Probably could have said FEMA one or two more times there. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. This project, as you just read, is part of the FEMA claims from the April 2023 storm event. This proposal just amends the original Loomis proposal for the design of the repairs with the cultural resource consulting that was required by FEMA as part of a federal undertaking. They're the actual agency that's going to be doing environmental and historical preservation reviews. So they wanted qualified EHP consultants on the project. So that's what this is.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Mike?
None. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you care to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proposal for structural design and cultural resource consulting as required by FEMA for the design of the repair of the B Street rockery wall in an amount not to exceed $87,325 with the expectation that FEMA will reimburse the county for all project costs at a rate of 75%.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, commissioners.
Moving on to item number 30, discussion for possible action, consideration of possible action to approve amendments to Exhibit B of the Governmental Services Agreement for Story County's Economic Diversification District number 2 between Story County and Tesla regarding traffic management, signalized intersection development, and vehicle charging stations. This amendment caused no other modifications to the GSA, which shall remain in effect. Austin?
All right, thank you. Austin Osborne for the record. You're aware in 2023, earlier, we had approved a government services agreement with Tesla for Gigafactory 2. This has nothing to do with the approval from 2014 or any of its related things. Part of that government services agreement restricted that on Milan Drive in Story County, there shall not be any traffic to and from the Gigafactory using Milan. That includes semi-trucks and regular automobiles. Tesla has exhibited an interest to use that road for semi-trucks, particularly the battery trucks, for testing and otherwise egress and circulation. And they come to us and ask to negotiate an amendment to the government services agreement for that purpose. So we did. What we have in front of us at this point is we would allow then Tesla to use Milan Drive for semi-trucks only, and there would be restrictions that would be put in place for any type of other cars. Kathy Canfield from planning and her team spent a lot of time going back and forth on what those barriers will actually be looking like, and you'll see in the exhibits of this what those barriers are. And there's manned stations and K-Rail and all kinds of other things. In return, we said we would like some things too. So we had successfully negotiated tentatively at this point is that the traffic signal that the county is responsible for developing on Milan and Electric, instead of that deadline being FY27, it could become FY28 if we find that there's a supply chain shortage of materials. The second thing is that the chargers for Teslas at the courthouse will be replaced at no cost. And the third one is that the county can get four additional chargers at any location that's on county property at no cost, up to $1,000 each, and these units should not exceed that. So there's been some give and take back and forth, and at least tentatively, staff is satisfied that both parties will come out relatively ahead here, and that the congestion that we were trying to prevent on Milan Drive will still be maintained. We will prevent that congestion from happening with only the truck travel. In front of you, there is and Exhibit B. Exhibit B is part of the existing GSA. That is all we are amending. This will have absolutely no impact, no changes whatsoever to the remainder of the government services agreement or any of its very important enclosed exhibits. And that is it. And this, of course, would be effective for the remainder of the government services agreement, which is about 9 years. There is a draft in front of you that shows all the changes. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I have none. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't have any questions. I appreciate Tesla being flexible and staff working with them to come up with a way to resolve this and get some good positives on both sides.
Great. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
Sir. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve amendments to Exhibit B of the Government Services Agreement, or GSA, for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2, or EDD 2, between Story County and Tesla, Inc., regarding traffic management, signalized intersection development, and vehicle charging stations. This amendment causes no other modifications to the GSA, which shall remain in effect.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
On to item number 32. This is discussion for possible action. Presentation, public workshop, discussion and consideration directing staff regarding updates to the Story County Strategic Plan for fiscal year 25 through 26. Austin.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this if the board would like. I would like to ask if we can take a five-minute break to let everybody decompress while we drone on for a bit of time on a strategic plan, but it is up to you.
All right, let's take a 10-minute recess. We'll be back in a few.